We were learning last week about the Isser of Ribui Nashim for Melech, and we discussed the din of Pilagesh and Ishus. So today we're going to discuss, I know I only gave Mamar Komos and Ribui Susim, but I'm also going to discuss the Ribui Kesef as well. Just a little bit. It's a small sugya just to touch on as it comes up in the Ran. But the Mishnah tells us here in Daf Chaf Alf Mabeh is that Lo Yarbe Lo Susim El Elkadeh Merkavto. A person should not, a king should not have more horses than he's needed for his chariots, his soldiers, and whatnot. The kesef vizav lo yar below meod el kadelite in Aspania. A person should not have, a king should not have a large amount of gold and silver unless it was necessary as well. And then the inyan of a ksiva sefer Torah we'll discuss the mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. So the Gemara tells us, Tani Rabbanan, lo yar below susim yachal afilu kadei merkavto parshav, tamal amar lo. So even one might think, even for his army, one should not have a lot. Tamalamar, only for him, eino marbe val marbe hukadei richbo prashav, he could have for his chariots, his horses, and whatnot. So what do we learn from susim? Susim batlanim, that even he can't have a sus that just sits around doing nothing. Haino, even one horse, afil sus echad, v'hubatel shub bilo yirba. Tamalamar, levan niharbo sus. So in order to the isser, even one sus would be subject to this isser. Even though Patuk says, Susim, Sus Echad is already Chayv. So that's the Gemara. Now when you learn this Gemara, if you didn't look at Rashi, you didn't look at the Pasuk itself, you would have no clue that this has anything to do with the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim. The Isser of Yishuv of Mitzrayim, I read that Gemara, read the Mishnah, no mention of Mitzrayim. When you look at the Pasuk, so the Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk is on the side, it says, Rak lo yarbe lo susim, lo yashuv es ha'am Mitzrayima, leman harbos sus, Vashem Amar Lachem Lo Sosifun Lo Shiva Bader Chazeot. So there's an Isser of Lo Yarbe Lo Susim, and there's an Isser of returning to Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk seems to connect the two, from the fact that they're juxtaposed to each other, number one. Number two is when the Pasuk says, Lo Yashiv Es Ha'am Mitzrayim L'man Harbos Sus, that's used as a drasha of how many Susim is one Chayv, if he owns more than necessary, even one. So there seems to be a very high, strong correlation between the Isser of Ribui Susim and the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim. So I hope you had a chance to see Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises the question, doesn't know why the Gemara is compelled to say this, because maybe they're two different Isserim. So maybe it's possible. Be'emes shtei lavim, lo yarbe lo susim, which means harbe susim afil below, sheyashiv ha'am le Mitzrayim. Even without going to Mitzrayim, if a person bought his horses from Iran, Iraq, or wherever else they sell horses, I don't know if they even sell horses there, but some other country other than Mitzrayim, that should be one type of Isser. And then a separate, la b'fnei atzmo, of lo yashiv ha'am Mitzrayim. Even if it's one sus echad, even for just one horse, even not for a horse, it should be asur to live there. And he kind of raises that as a shayla, doesn't elaborate. So it seems that there's really a machlokus in the Rishonim, whether or not there are two different Isurim, or this is all one connected Isur. So, from the Rambam, it appears that the two different Isurim. The Rambam does not connect the two at all. Even though the Gemara makes a drasha, and even though the Pesukim seem to connect the two, the Rambam has two separate halachas and two separate prakim. One Isur he writes in number 5 in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. V'lo yar b'lo susim ha'ela k'dei merkavto afilu sus echad, ponu liyot ratu lefan of k'derech she'osin shar melachim asur. Even to have just one horse run in front, derech hakavod like the other melachim, that's asur. V'mhosev loke. And not until two prakim later, Perkei, he mentions motu lachzor l'aretz Mitzrayim l'schor l'prakmatia ulichvo shar tzos hacheros vein nisr el shakei hasham. Nothing to do with the ribui susim at all. It sounds like they're two independent isur. Okay, the Gemara connects them. The Gemara makes the drashas from one half of the pasuk to the other half of the pasuk. But be'etzem, they're two different Isurim. Now, from the Ramban al-Torah, he also seems to say this. And he says, although Rashi says that the two are connected, Rashi says, of lo yarbe lo susim, this is Ramban quoting Rashi al-Torah, el k'dei merkavto k'dei shelo yoshev es ha'am Mitzrayim. Why should a king not have many horses? Because it's going to eventually cause him to go to Mitzrayim, which is the place, Susim Ba Mishan, that's where horses come from. And therefore, he says the two are connected. That's Rashi's understanding. Ramban says, not true. The two are not connected. He says, the Yushalmi said you're allowed to go to Mitzrayim to do Schorot, to the brachmatia, to conquer the land. It's a different iser. It's a completely different iser of a ribui susim. So that's one machlokas we have here. This machlokas between the Ramban and Rambam on one hand, versus Rashi, ala Torah, and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger's suggestion. Sorry, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Ramban and Rambam are one side. It's two different iserim, and Rashi ala Torah seems to connect the two as its one iser. Now, the Aruch HaNer, he suggests that maybe it's dependent on Machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon from the Daf Amud Aleph about the time of the Kra. And he says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds from the very fact that the Pasuk tells me time of the Kra, normally we don't darshan time of the Kra according to Rabbi Yehuda. Unless the Pasuk tells us the time. And when the Pasuk tells us the time, so then when the time isn't shayach, then the lav's not shayach. Bata tam, bata lagzer here. Bata tam, bata halav. And since the Isser of Ribui Susim depends, it's all about the Isser of Lo Yashiv Ha'am Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, he says, if the horses don't come from Mitzrayim, they come from any other country in the world, one would be allowed to, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon and the Pashas of the Mishnah, you read the Mishnah straight, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about going back to Mitzrayim. It says, don't have more horses. Wherever you get this from. So Al-Khaner says, this Mishnah is only Rabbi Shimon who doesn't darshan time of the Kra when the Pasuk itself provides the reason. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's also to have any extra horses. And Rabbi Huda says, it depends on where you get the horse from. So we have from here three devs. Either completely divorced from each other, one Isser of having many horses, one Isser of going to Mitzrayim, or we have Rashi al-Torah that they're all connected. It depends one of the next. And then Al-Khaner says, it depends on who. It's Machlokas Tanai, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. So now, I'm not sure if you picked up on this, but I'll ask you guys. There are different reasons. We don't always go through the reasons, but here, these are yisurim that we come across in the second parak related to the kings, is one of the few places where the Gemara itself and the Pesukim provide a reason of the Isser, or whatever Isser is at hand. And it seems that many of the Rishonim weigh in. So it comes out, we have a few different explanations as to why it's usher to have many horses for a king. So which reasons did you guys come across? Anyone? Any reasons? According to the Ran, we didn't do the Ran yet, but according to the Ran, yeah.
I'm saying that he's saying, according to Yehuda, if you're getting horses from elsewhere, so the time doesn't apply.
Right.
I mean, it sounded like the way we were explaining before, it sounded like the reason was that even if you get horses from anywhere else, eventually they'll leave you and go into Mitzrayim.
So for that Archaner, the Pashas is because it might lead you to Mitzrayim. That would be a gzera, right? That's a gzera. According, the understanding was horses were the only place you could buy horses from Mitzrayim. Only place.
Only place?
Yeah, that was such a place. The same thing happened in the Gemara talks about pigs. Pigs only came from Mitzrayim. We can't imagine such a thing. But that was like the only like city in the world in Mitzrayim. And then everything that you wanted was there. And they made sure no horses, they had, the Gemara says that any pig that they would sell, a female pig, they cut out the uterus, whatever they have. And this way, they could not give birth outside of Mitzrayim. They had a complete monopoly on pigs. So back then, they had a complete monopoly on horses as well. Only place. So, but again, now obviously, Archlan talked about a later case in history where other horses were available in other countries that would be allowed. But there was no such gzera. Maybe you got buy from India, you buy from Mitzrayim. So Pashas is that it's going to be based on the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim. But if you don't assume that, the Ramban says it's a separate Isser. So what's the reason why it's Isser? Yeah, Sammy? It's an Indian of Bitachon, excellent. And Ban says, the reason why you can't have many horses has nothing to do with going back to Mitzrayim. He says, the reason is, ki hizar lo yarbe lo susim, afilu mi'artso, ume'eretz shinar, ubederach schoro hamutaris. All the avenues that are allowed. You don't go to Mitzrayim, you have it in whatever way you get it. Shol yivtach harichba. Don't have such a large army. Don't build up the army and the soldiers and the tanks and the air force. Your bitachon should only be b'shem elkov. This is a whole inyan of bitachon. And that's what the general, the king, needs to have, that level of bitachon. That's the tam, according to the Ramban. What's another reason? Anyone see another reason? Gaiva, exactly. Gaiva is another reason. Where do we see the gaiva? Now I'm forgetting which. Who said the gaiva? The Rashi here. Actually, yeah, right here. Sevichin also exactly. Sevichin says two. Exactly. Rashi. So Rashi there says, and Rashi here, by the way, sounds like on the Gemara, there's two different isurim. It seems different than what he writes ala Torah. Rashi writes lo mashma laharchiv daito ulahagdil beriboy susim. That because the king has, you know, he's showing off his, you know, I know some people who like to collect cars. Collect cars, just to buy old cars, just to have it sit in some garage, wherever that garage might be. And they collect houses, they collect cars, they collect everything, just to collect. Like millions of dollars of just cars sitting there, just to have it. You know what to do with their money. So they buy an old 1950, whatever, I don't know anything about cars. Whatever they buy. What?
Sponsored barbecue.
Sponsored barbecue, yeah. Those people are usually the hardest to get money from. Okay, so they people like collect. So they collect it just to, it's a riboy, gaiv, and kavo. That's a different approach. Very different approach than the Ramban. And the Rambam seems to say differently. What does the Rambam say? We can read that again if you didn't pick up on it. Anyone see what the Rambam said? More of a subtle point here. But the Rambam says, afilu sus echad pano lios rat lefanov kiderech she'osim shar melachim asr. I don't know if his equation of Kederech Shosim Sharm Lachem is some type of Chukas Akum, to be like the other kings. I'm not sure if that's what he's trying to say, or he's just saying, like other kings do, that's what he means. But the Isser is not about being like Shar, like Lachem, that's just, he's giving an example who else does this. It might just be having an extra horse in front, which might be an Inyan of Kavod. I'm not sure. But these are different reasons brought down by the different Rishon. Now, the Ran talks about the case of a hedyot. A hedyot we saw by the Nashim, by women, that the Riboy Nashim only applies to kings. Yes, Anna?
The Mepharshim explained that it had nothing to do with going back to Mitzrayim. So they have to hold that it's two different Yisurim, but the Pasuk equates them, or they can still hold that it has what to do with Egypt, but it has to do with Mitzrayim from the Pasuk.
I mean, if you hold its Talay on...
Let's say you say it's Gaivas, then what do you do with the Pasuk that says it?
So it's two different Yisurim. The Chor is two different Yisurim, yeah. That's why the Ramban says it's a different reason. Rambam says a different reason. Rashi says a different reason.
Chinam
is one of the Chinam. Ah, so we get the Chinam. Very good, excellent, yeah.
According to the Rambam, it says that it's not what the plan is to crop. Why is Rambam saying this is by Yechidim, the Chor says Pam? Rambam said, Rizir El-Losha, Yechidim,
the Chor says Pam. Are you going the Ran, you said, or the Rambam? Number six, you're going on? In the Rambam? Oh, so we're going to get back to the Isser of Mitzrayim. We're focusing right now on Riboy Susim. We'll get back to Mitzrayim in a few moments. Let's do the Chinuch just for a second. The Chinuch says two reasons. Obviously, if you ever want a reason for a pasuk, for a mitzvah, there, Sefer Chinuch will provide his reason. So he says two reasons. He says number one is because Sheyikvu Dirasam B'Mitzrayim, so you shouldn't live there. And he says, "Ode v'gam shlo yarum levava b'harbos losusim v'kesev esav." So, like the Rashi and the Gemara here, it's about union of kavod and gaiva. Fine. Now, along these lines, the Ran. So, we saw again just a few different things going on here. So, the Ran agrees with Rashi al Torah that the tam of riboy susim is also dependent on returning to Mitzrayim. If you look in number two, the Ran talks about the Gemara of Nashim Lemut Hediotos, that the Isser of having many women, many wives, is only applied to kings, but a Hediot can have. So he says, okay, that's a Joshua. Lo, for the Melech, only he can have many wives, but a Hediot can. So it says, there asks the Ran, it says Lo by Susim as well, so why don't we make a Joshua? Only a king can have many horses, but a Hediot can't have many horses. And so too, lo by Kesev Ezov, maybe a king can have a lot of gold and silver, but a hedyot can. So what the Ran answers is, Yesh lomar de v'gavi susim, lo itzrich lemute hedyotas. You don't need that pasuk, it was obvious, pshita, shol yasushiv ha-mitzrayim. Because it's obvious, we're not going to go back down to Mitzrayim. I mean, the Isser is that the nation shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. Yechidim, like Zach just pointed out, which we'll get to the Rambam later, a Yachid can go to Mitzrayim. So me, I'm not bringing a nation down, so I'm allowed to go to Mitzrayim. I could go down to get a horse. There's no issur for me to have many horses, but a king who controls a nation, only for him is there such an issur, and that's why a Hedyot is allowed to have many horses. So let's, you know, just on this run, go on this parenthetical piece about the Riboy Kesef Azov, because he asks the same question, how can buy gold and silver? We don't say, lo, a melech can't have, but a hedyot can have a lot of gold and silver. So he gives two reasons. And he says, lo yarum levavo, the only issur of having gold and silver is based on gaiva, like the chinuch said as well. The gold and silver is also about gaiva. The fish ain't lo shum srara. You and I are not going to have a lot of gaiva. We might have some gaiva, but not like a king. We're talking about high level gaiva. A king is a position of authority, a position of power. So for him with gold and silver, it's going to lead to terrible, terrible gaiva. So it only applied to a king, not to a hedyot. Yeah, we might feel proud and have gaiva with a lot of money, but it's not going to be the same level at all. And therefore the riboy iser riboy of kesef azov does not apply to hedyot. That's his one first answer. And again, it's predicated on the iser of riboy kesef azov is based on gaiva. And then the second reason he says is it's actually the reason behind what was the other answer he gives? Why is the iser of riboy kesef azov not applied to a hedyot? Exact taxing. The reason why the Torah restricted the abilities of the king, so he shouldn't overtax us. Why is he taxed? To collect money. So he said, there's a threshold. There's a cap, how much money you could collect, so you don't overburden us. Me and you, we're not taxing anyone. We don't have the right to tax. So therefore, we're allowed to collect as much money as we could collect. That's all fine. So these are two different answers, two different reasons of the Isser, Riboy Kesef. Is it because of Gaiva, which, again, doesn't apply to us on that same level, or is it about overtaxing, which also does not apply to us? Now, the Rambam, which you don't have in front of you, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Melachim, Lacha Dalad, he gives a different reason. He actually says, like the first answer of the Ran, he says, "Lo yarba lo kesef azov lahaniach bignazov lisgaos bo o lisnaos bo." He should not leave large amounts of money in his treasury because he's going to be about gaiva through it. He's going to adorn himself through this. Rather, he should give it out to the chayalos. And he says, if it's for tzarchei tzibur mechamosam, that would be allowed. If it's for a purpose, that's a mitzvah laharboso. But if it's for his own personal use, for his own gaiva, he says that wouldn't be allowed. So Yad Ramah also weighs in. Yad Ramah writes, he writes like the second answer of the Ran. It's about taxing, overtaxing. But he says, what would the case be? Let's say the king gets money through Yerusha or gets money through an acquisition or through a gift. Some other country wants to donate millions of dollars to this country, to this king. Would he be allowed to accept this money? Depends on what, yeah? Exactly, very good. So that's what the Yad Ramah writes very simply. He said the Yad Ramah quotes the Mefarshim that it's all about overtaxing. And he says, Imbo lo aruchos ubizos mutter, if he collects spoils of war, if he's given gifts, he collects it through Yerusha or some other way, he's allowed to. He's allowed to have personal gains. He just can't overtax. So the money can't come through taxing. That's a limitation, but through other means it'd be allowed. But according to the other day, the Ran, and according to the Rambam, it's all about gaiva, then even money coming from elsewhere, there's going to be a cap. There'll be a cap from regardless of where it comes from, he must limit the amount of money that comes his way. So that's just, again, a parenthetical discussion about the Isser of Riboy Kesef Vizov. So let's get back to this story when it comes to horses now, many horses. So we discussed already whether it's connected to the Isser Mitzrayim, whether it's a separate Isser. We brought down a few different reasons, the Bitachon. We brought down Gaiva. So there's an interesting discussion. I don't know if you had a chance to see this yet. Interesting discussion based on another round here and the Avnei Nezer. And the Gemara, the round explaining to the Gemara that there's a Havamini to say that when it says in the Pasuk initially, Susim, that means that you only get an Isser, a king only gets an Isser when he has two horses or more. If he has one extra horse, let's say he's only allowed to have 100 horses. but he buys one extra horse, that's not bichlal the iser. You need 102. That's susim. And then the pasuk says later on sus echad, that even one horse to tell me that you're chayv even after one. So Avi Neid asks a very interesting question. He says, wait a second. There's a concept. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the concept. If you've done Daf Yomi, you remember Masechah Shabbos. You still won't be familiar because it was quite a while ago and a hard concept. So the Gemara talks about Gufin Mukhlakim. So what's Gufin Mukhlakim, guys? You tell me. It comes to Karbanos Chatas. A person violates Isser on Shabbos. A person carries on Shabbos. He's Mechal Shabbos. Bishogig, he's Chayv HaKarban Chatas. He cooks on Shabbos Bishogig, he's Chayv Chatas. Person violates any of the melachos, b'shogeg, he's chayv separate chatalos. A person could violate multiple melachos and chayv multiple melachos, multiple chatalos. So you have to have gufen mukhlakim, different types of ways to divide chatas up. So gufen mukhlakim, when you have things that are different entities, different physical beings, would just say it simply, so you get a different isser. Each one's a different isser. The Gemara talks about in Maseches Krisa, about a person is ba on one of the arayos, one of the examples they say. So each woman is a separate gufen mukhlakim individuals, and chayv a separate chatas, a separate iser. So it says, based on this concept, the Adonijah says, why do you need a drasha? They're chayv on every horse. Because it says sus in the pasuk. Each sus is a separate gufen mukhlakim. It's a separate being. You buy one horse, that's a chatas or an iser lav. You buy another horse, that's another one. That's a basic fundamental principle in hilchos chatas, hilchos iser. So why do you have to have a drasha? So he gives two answers. One answer, first he can explain that according to the Ran, it'll make sense, fine. Because the Havini would have said otherwise, he quotes this Ran, because Susim would have indicated two, so he needs special Sus to counter the Havamin of Susim. Then he gives a second answer. The second answer he says is the answer of having extra to a number game. I have seven horses now. I'm only allowed to have six horses, let's say. I have seven. So which one is the seventh one? Each of the six could be the six. Every one of the seven could be part of my six. So let's say I've got 12. I've got 12. So which six are the ones I can have? Which six are the ones I can't have? Each one could be the six I can't have. You can't put your finger on the one that's usher. So that's why you would think it's all just one isser, many horses. Kamash Blan, if you have six extra horses, even though you can't point out which one's usher, that's six separate isser. That's just a technicality and a figure and the counting. But then he gives a third explanation based on the connection of the Isser of having many horses to the Isser returning to Mitzrayim. And he says, Odi Shlomar, Kevin Shatam HaIsser, the reason of the Isser, Kadesh Lo Yashav Ham LeMitzrayim, Malaman Harbosus, the Kevin Shasus Echad Gorim Lazeh, since one horse will cause you to go to Mitzrayim, even though you have many, it's only one Lo Sase. The Isser is not the horse, this is going to Mitzrayim. So whether I'm having 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,500 horses, this is not the horse. This is the tam. This is the going back to Mitzrayim. And therefore, there's a havmina to think that even though the gufa mukhlakim, but the tam is built in, it should not be a separate isurim. Kamash blan, since it says sus, one sus in the pasuk, tell me each sus, kolsa v'sus, is chayv a separate lav. So you see, these different hesberim of the Avnei Nezer is tali on whether or not we connect the Isser, Riboy Susim, to return to Mitzrayim or not. This last answer clearly connected it. The previous answers did not connect to the Isser, return to Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer had to figure out a different teretz how to explain why we would not apply Gufen Mukhlakim in this case. And just one last piece on this before we go to the Isser, return to Mitzrayim. In terms of Riboy Susim, the Or Sameach, and also the Ragachava has just to raise the Chakir. It doesn't really elaborate. They don't elaborate on this, but they want to know whether or not the Isser Riboy Susim is the acquisition of the Maisa Kinyan, or it's the Bailus owning of them. And the Nafkamina that the Or Sameach suggests is, let's say, the king prior to being the king. He's a Hedyot and has many horses, and then is appointed the king. Turns out, now, he has under his title many more horses than he needs. Is that Bechal Isser? Because he did not acquire them as being a king. He had them from prior to being king, but he owns them now. So he says, if it's about Bailus owning them, then he owns them. He's Chayiv, he's a subject to the Isser. If it's about acquiring them, though he did not acquire them as a king, and it would not be Bechal Isser. That's just an interesting Chakir that he raises. So that's the main discussion when it comes to the Isser Riboy Susan. Let's now move on to the other angle of the Isser returning to Mitzrayim. which is relevant to the upcoming parshios. What parshios are found in it? Who knows? Shoftim, right? Beginning of Shoftim talks about these Yisurim that we've been discussing, and among them is the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim. So let's start off with just, Rav Asher Weiss is a very nice piece that discusses much of this in Parsha Shoftim. Let's discuss just for a moment, focus on a Shaila, two Shailas. One is the Rambam, and one is me. What does it mean, the Rambam and the me? So Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. And there's a big discussion amongst the Rishonim and Achronim how he was able to live in Mitzrayim. It's Mefurish Pasuk, it's Aser to live in Mitzrayim. And I once went to Mitzrayim myself when I was in Shana Aleph. My parents came to visit me. I took my younger brother, and we knew someone in Tinek, who's the owner of. Hold on a second. The American Pharaoh, right? That horse, Triple Crown horse. Okay, it took me a few seconds. So he has I don't know what the story is now. Shaychus to Mitzrayim, and he set up a whole trip. We went 3 days to Mitzrayim, Egypt. Went to Cairo from Israel. We went on an El Al flight. It was we were told not to wear anything Jewish, certainly, and nothing American either. We couldn't wear anything English. No, just have plain everything. Baseball caps had to be just plain, whatever they were. And we went on a flight with a lot of Arabs who looked very Arab, and a lot of these coverings and black, a lot of stuff. We didn't know what we were doing. We just trusted the guy. We landed in Cairo, and we were like whisked off the plane into some limousine with the security guards and, I don't know, bulletproof or whatnot. We thrown in this limousine, took us to a hotel, a nice fancy hotel we stayed at. And we were there. It was very weird walking around like the hotel, just a ton of Arabs there. And I don't know if I'm making this up. It goes back 20 years ago, but I recall that they had like traffic lights, but no one paid attention to the traffic lights, which is like gridlock wherever you go, just like cars honking and no lanes, or there were lanes, no one followed the lanes. So we spent 3 days. We had a nice trip on the Nile River there. I saw the went to the pyramid, the Sphinx, saw the Rambam's Geniza there in Cairo. So it was a nice little trip there. But I went. I hadn't learned Parsha Shoftim yet, I guess. So the question is whether that was allowed or not to go to visit Cairo, visit Mitzrayim, and more so for the Rambam who actually lived there. He lived there. The Radbaz lived there. Many great Gedolim lived there. So what is that? Is there any heter for that? So let's go through the different sources that we have. So first, look at number 6 in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim Perek Hei Halacha Ches, and just again, note again, it's separate. He separates us from the Isser Riboy Susim. He says, Mutter Lach So Laretz Mitzrayim L'Schor L'Prak Matya. You go back if it's going to be for making money. And L'Chvosh Aratos Acheros, if you need to maybe travel through to conquer other lands. V'ein Isser Elo L'Hishtakesham. The Isser is only to live there, to remain there, but not to go do business and not even to visit like I did. So according to the Rambam, I was fine. Vein lokin alavzeh, shebe'ez haknisa mutterhu, v'myachshav leishev l'shaker sham ein b'maisa. So this is an important point which Rav Asher Weiss does discuss. I'm not going to go into right now. The person goes in beheter, and then he decides b'machshava to stay there. That's not a maisa. And that won't be b'chal the Isser, he writes. So maybe he's trying to justify what he had done. Maybe that's what was the Rambam's thinking. If it's conquered by a Jewish king, that would be another heter as well. The Isser is to have individuals return. So he says that it's only on the individuals, it seems, and not on the entire nation. So the nation takes over, he said, actually we mutter. But if individuals go, it's Isser. And why? He gives the reason, because it's a terrible place. Terrible place. It's mekulkal more than any place in the world. But to just visit there, to pass through, that would be allowed. That's Rambam's understanding. Now, Rabbeinu Bachai, on this pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, argues, and he says that the Isser of going to Mitzrayim is only only for momentarily, some time in history, because it was a place of Mekukalim, but that did not last forever. There's a klal the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos, that he only counts an Isser that lasts forever. There's certain Isser that we had in the Midbar that was only Lashah. An example is, there's a period of time where you couldn't intermarry within Shvatim. And then later on, they were allowed, that's the Tubav, one of the events of Tubav. So that's not an Isser that's counted by the Rambam because it's not no Geb Bezman Hazeh. Ben Bechai says the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim is not no Geb Bezman Hazeh because there's only the Fisha, only that time when they had a very terrible place, but over time they weren't as bad. It wasn't a place of Mekukolim, and therefore he says Bezman Hazeh wouldn't be allowed to return back to Mitzrayim. But the Rambam says not true. Rambam thinks that even Bezman Hazeh there being Isser to return back. But he says that again, if you go there Behetah and then you decide to stay, that would be allowed. That's just a technicality because there's no Ma'isa, but still Bechlal the Isser. So what other Heterim do we have? So again, the first Heter was just going temporarily, just going to do business. The Ritter writes, number 7, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Lam Chesem and Aleph, that they had a whole huge shul in Alexandria, Mitzrayim, massive shul. The Gemara describes the size of it and what they had done there. Ah, but isn't there an Isser to go back? How could you have a whole community living there? So he says that, and he says further, the Rambam, many Gedolim Rambam, the Ritva was one of the defenders of the Rambam. One of the defenders of the Rambam, there's a discussion. The beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the Ramban, argues in the Rambam, we discussed last week about the nature of the Mishkan, whether it's for the Shekhinah, whether it's for Karbanos. And the Ramban says it's for the Shekhinah, and the Rambam says, as we saw, based on Karbanos, Rambam says a very difficult statement that many have a hard time with, that the idea of Karbanos is only temporary. It's only in the Midbar because they came from a place of Mitzrayim that was so engrossed in Avodah Zarah. They brought sacrifices. So to wean us off that, Kadosh Baruch Hu took Karbanos to use it, the B'derech Dusha. But in the future where Karbanos won't be relevant, no one's doing sacrifices where we live, we don't need Karbanos anymore. That's what the Rambam says. Ramban takes him to town. How could that be? The Pasuk has Psukim, Sefer Vayikra. How could that be? So the Ritva has a Sefer called, Sefer Zikaron, I think it's called, and he comes to the defense of the Rambam. I don't remember, it's been a while since I last saw it, but he comes to the defense of the Rambam. So either way, he's trying to understand why the Rambam also lived in a place of Mitzrayim that was Aser, amongst many other Gedolim. So the Ritva writes that maybe it's only true that if the Ayaros were intact, the city were still intact, would the Isser still be relevant? But now that the cities have been mixed together with these melting pots of different nations coming to live in Cairo and Egypt and elsewhere, like the rest of the world, so there are new cities now, new people living there, maybe it's not Bechal the Isser. This is only true if the physical cities seem to be intact, and the people living there, the nation still lives there, but that's not the case anymore. That's one answer. Then he gives another suggestion from Rebbe Mitz, who is the Yireim, who says the Isser is a fascinating Isser, and it's, he can make a whole, you can make a whole drasha on this, this idea that the Isser is to go back to Mitzrayim the same exact way we left Mitzrayim. So, Shelo Asra Kosav Ela Laholich Bederech Ahu Sheme Eret Yisrael Vamidbar Mitzrayim. The Hachi Ksivkra, the Pasuk says, Lo Sosiv and Lo Shev Bederech Hazeot. So the men beis masos that we traveled up, if you go back that way, which is probably impossible because you don't know exactly where everything is, only there is an Isser. So therefore, you're all going on a plane, certainly allowed. So that was a suggestion by the Yireim, a big chiddush. The drasha material, those who are looking to have a drasha for next week. So the drasha material is it's a question of people, sometimes living in the past. They're stuck in where they've been in the past, where they've gone to high school, they've done wrong. So you're always living back where you once were and trying to retrace your steps, and you're stuck in that world. The Eitzah now is certainly Al Pi Chassid. This is to just move ahead. There's a Sumer Avi Aseh Tov. Sumer Avi, try to get rid of the evil, get rid of the past, and then Aseh Tov afterwards, you should clean out and then do good. But the Baal Shem Tov explains that, no, we do Aseh Tov. What Sumer Ra means is not to remove the evil, it means to use. Sumer Ra, use, take from the Ra, take from the evil, take from your challenges, and Aseh Tov. We all have challenges, we all have impulse, we have a passion for certain things. And once upon a time, the passion was for something bad, or something neutral, or something that wasn't positive. Take that same passion and just use it and channel it to that which is good. That's what it means. But that's some Joshua material from the Yireim. I don't know if that's what he meant by that. I don't think it's what he meant. But either way, that's something that one who's looking for Joshua next Shabbos, or whenever, or not at all, just for your own chizik, feel free to use it. So then, further, the Ritva gives one third answer, and he says, maybe the only Isser is, which he thinks is Nachon Yoser. The most likely answer is, She'ein ha'Isser ha'hu ela bezman she'Yisrael shruin al admasam. When we're living in Eretz Yisrael, that usually means when we're controlling Eretz Yisrael, about Bizman Hazesh and Nigzar Lena Lios Nidachim Bechal Katzvi Haaretz, where we're still living in the decree of Golos. Yes, we have the ability to move to Eretz Israel, but we're not in the Gula. So we're remaining in Golos. So then Kula Kola Chutz Haaretz is Echadu. It's all the same. It's all the same somehow. If we were living in Eretz Israel, we're supposed to be there. To go back to Mitzrayim is a special Isser. But now that we're still part of the Gzeir of Golos, because the Mashiach hasn't yet come, so then all of Chutz Haaretz is all the, one and the same. Yes, Anna. No, because when you remain there, you become that way. People go to the city, New York City, all the time. It's a tough place. It's a place of Makukul more so now than ever before in my lifetime. You have to go to the city for pranasa, whatever the Heterim are. So we can't tell them don't go. They have a job there. But don't live there. I mean, people live there, but I'm saying, but like, wherever the terrible stuff is, that don't, like, there's a difference of going to visit, going to make our pranasa versus living there and becoming part of the society, because eventually it wears off. So now, just a few different explanations here. Rav Asher Weiss, a few more, just I guess four more suggestions of why the Rambam and others were able to live there. So according to the Ritva, just plugging this in for a second, he gave three answers. It's not the same city, or because only B'derech Chazeh, the same way back, or because we're still in Golos, it's not Isser. So he says, based on the Tshuvos Shol Meshiv, Chelek Beis, and also Chelek Dalet, it seems, I guess, two different places, maybe there's a mistake here, Simon Kuv Zayim. He says the Isser is only when the entire nation goes down, which is different from the Rambam, though. So the Pasuk says, "V'lo yoshev es ha'am Mitzrayim," but to have Yechidim to go down, that would be allowed. It doesn't work for the Rambam himself, because he says, no, it's the opposite. When the whole nation goes down, that's actually allowed. When the Yechidim go down, that's what's Usser. But that's a suggestion. I believe, is this Shul Meshiv? Actually, I don't want to misquote. Okay. Yeah, I think. I could be wrong on who it was, but I have to look back in the Shuvas Shul Meshiv. Rav Asher Weiss, I heard him say that he came out, he argues in every single tshuva Shol Meshiv. And says, you're allowed to, because at the end of every tshuva, Shol Meshiv writes that I'm not writing this for Psak Halach, I'm writing this just B'derech Pilpul, B'derech whatever the Lashon is. I think it's a Shol Meshiv. You have to look at the bottom of the tshuva afterwards. If not, it's some other tshuva. Now, the Kaftar B'Ferach, he writes, the reason why the Rambam lived there, he quoted from the Rambam actually, the Rambam would sign every single letter of his that he'd write. He'd say, "Ani Moshe ben Maimon ha'over b'chol yom b'gimel lavim shebetorah." That's it. That's what he wrote. And one of them is this Isser of Mitzrayim, living in Mitzrayim. But Rav Asher Weiss points out that we never found such a letter, never found such a nusach, and it's unclear whether this is really true. The Radbaz, who lived in Mitzrayim, so he gives two explanations. He says, because the Rambam himself was a big doctor for the king, and he was onus, he couldn't leave. He was working for the king. And moreover, he says, because there was great Limud Torah there as well. So yes, there's an Isser, but because of an onus, or because of the Limud Torah, that would be a reason one would be allowed to. For example, the Mishnah tells us that in the Maseches Ksubas, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Also to leave Eretz Yisrael. But if it's to go to learn by a Rebbe, a special Limud Torah, there's increased Limud Torah, there'd be a heter. So here as well, because of Limud Torah, or because of he was a doctor, he was an onus gummer, there was a heter for him to leave Mitzrayim. And one final answer that the Radbaz himself suggests is Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Gimel. He says, because nowadays, again, this could be questionable, but nowadays no one lives anywhere permanently. No such thing. Certainly the Jews were always living from place to place. You know, 70 years ago we lived in New York. Now we live in America, we live in South America, wherever we live. Other nations of the world, you have people living in, you know, Greece, who lived there for generations, and Italy, generations. Jews, we don't have a place to live. We have Israel now for the past, 70 years or so, but we have no set place. So there's no such thing as being shakua in any place. Even if we're going to live there for the rest of our lives, apparently Rabbaz understood that means to live there for generations, and that just doesn't happen for the Jews. So these are amongst the various heterim how we have. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We started talking about the Isser Riboy Susim for the Melech. Either that's connected to the Isser of Return to Mitzrayim, or it's an independent Isser. That was a Machlokus in the Rishonim. The Rebbe Kivyeger thought it was separate. Based on the Rambam is separate. The Ramban said it was separate. Rashi, Al Torah, connected the two together. The Ran connected the two together as well, here in the Masechta. Then we discussed the question, the Tam, the reason why you can have Riboy Susim, either because the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim, or because of Gaiva, like Rashi here, Or, like the Ramban about Pitachon, the Chinuch said two of the reasons, then Gufin Mechlakim, that the Avnei Ezer gave a few different answers why we would not apply Gufin Mechlakim. One of them was because it's not about the horse, it's about the return to Mitzrayim, so he did connect to the Tam, and other answers were not dependent on Mitzrayim. And we discussed then about the Hedyot, we went off a little bit tangent about Riboy Kesef Izov, if it's about overtaxing or about the gaiva of the king. Nafkamina is if he got money through other means, not through taxing, whether he could keep that money. And then the Isser returned to Mitzrayim, how the Rambam was able to live there and how I was able to go visit there. We had a few different explanations. Going down for Schor is allowed. Going down to Mitzrayim is not the same place. Only when you go back to the same Derech or Bizman Azer, we're in Gullis and it's not Shaykh. And then we had a few different reasons brought down in Minchas Asher. Okay. And Mitzvah Shem Tamar, we'll talk about the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah.